You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and you are joining us for your favorite show at 5 p.m. It is Super Vibe, with your favorite DJ, of course, DJ Gabriella, DJ Killer, DJ G-Baby for the OGs. You know what's up. You know how this goes, if you've been here before. We're going to play a little PSA, and then we'll get into it. Yeah? I always ask, yeah, as if you guys will ever answer me, but, you know, for the sake. Anyways, let's do the FCA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
What a classic. Alright guys, hey, I hope that everybody's doing well. I have no idea if this is the last show, or, another, I'm not really sure, but, hey, this might be my last show, who knows, whatever, I don't really think that matters at this point in time, like, it does, maybe, but, let's take this in stride. I do have a playlist for you guys this week, and I'll talk a little bit about it, beforehand, but also during. We have an actual, basically full-length playlist, so I don't think I'm going to take too much time to be yapping beforehand, but basically, I don't know. I've had a lot of conversations recently with people who are older than me, like professors and mentors and friends. And I am really searching for, the answer of why everything, feels so terrible, in your 20s. And, it's because I keep coming to the answer. It's because, everything that is, mapped out for you, in your youth, of how you're going to grow up, or how the world is, ridiculously misleading, and, not really correct, and the feeling, as I was talking to one of my professors today, the feeling of disillusionment is, really frustrating, both, in anything, not even just both, in anything where you feel like you were, given one thought and one idea, and you realize that it's not even close to that, and that's what I feel like I've been feeling like when it comes to life these days, and frankly, you know, every time I come on here, it's always a little bit of the same. It's always a little bit different. And hopefully you guys appreciate, the honesty that I have with you. Because that will never go away. And hopefully you appreciate, the fact that, I don't know, maybe a lot of people don't necessarily want to hear someone talking about their struggles all the time. And I feel like most people, you know, listen to things for the sake of escape. But I've never been one to do that. So I was never going to make my show about that. And I don't think I've ever made my shows about that. And I'm happy to be able to, like, if this is my last show, I'm really happy to be able to end it on a note where I'm just, like, very, like, I've always been honest, but just, like, really just not caring about, like, the way that I come off. And I don't know. Nothing makes sense, and it's all really painful, I think, this whole life thing. And I've been really contemplating the phrase, like, beauty is pain. And I feel like that's what these songs, like, represent. Like, that idea. Like, the disillusionment and the misguidedness and, like, the haphazardness and the ridiculousness and everything that is so discombobulating about everything, and how that, like, makes art or perspective. I mean, frankly, I really wish that wasn't the case, but I guess it is how it is, isn't it? Anyways, we have a fun playlist today. Well, these are all good songs, so I guess it was fun by that, but the lyrics aren't necessarily that case. But sometimes they are. We're going to talk about a few of these songs. I'll talk to you about why they mean so much to me. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time. We're going to start it off with Wolf Alice with the song Don't Delete the Kisses. And we're going to go from there. I really hope that you enjoy this playlist. It's about struggle. It's about learning. It's about how everything that, like, you used to know, or, like, you thought you knew, isn't really like that. Or how it's all just whack, basically. And I think we're all gonna go on a journey. Anyways, yeah, let's get to it. This is Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice.
I'm not afraid to die. the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise longue.
Okay, before we get on to the others, you just heard The Knife by Maggie Rogers. Before that, you heard Shay Long by Wet Leg. And then we started off with Don't Delete the Kisses. I'm using this as a little quick, pause for, like to talk about these songs. One of the reasons is because when I played Shay Long by Wet Leg, my dad thought it was funny that I played it because... Probably because my mother's already worried, and I am, in fact, going to get a degree, and I'll probably call it the Big D because it's lame and stupid. Not actually, but, just a little bit. And I really like The Knife as a song. I think, the lyrics, are so pertinent to, the theme of this show. Being that, it's the feeling of disillusionment, like the knife of insight, and how, it just cuts through you, and then, it's just done, it's done, you are quite literally, brought to your knees, in surrender of the knowledge that nothing is what it actually is, and that's kind of how I've been feeling recently. So, thank goodness for Maggie Rogers making a song like that, where it's like you kind of crumble when you learn all these things. And it's okay to take your time afterwards when you realize that it's not all that it isn't. none of it is the way that it actually is. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool, but, let's keep going with this playlist, because next up we have St. Vincent, with Birth in Reverse, and that's a pretty awesome song. Bark, so let them bark.
floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger. Never found the end.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about those. Bro, I should probably do better with this fading today. I haven't been fading the way that I usually do, but I think that, like, those were... Okay, so let's... Number one, so that you know what you just heard. We just heard Hunger by Florence and the Machine. Before that, we heard Campus by Vampire Weekend. And before that, we heard St. Vincent, Birth in Reverse. And I don't know. I'm a big St. Vincent fan. And I think that Birth in Reverse, like, feels really great. It just feels like... It just feels like a very, like, surreal, like, state of being. Like, the world that she creates in that song. And that's kind of how I feel, like, like, I've been feeling. And I just think it's perfect, like, to, like, just demonstrate just, like, that state of, like illusion, like it's like kind of like hallucination, except for the fact that it's actually like reality, and you just are just trying to grasp at anything, like, that, you know, you feel like can actually, like, stick, that you can hang on to, you can hold on to. There's a lot of flailing during this time, I think. And then we heard Campus by Vampire Weekend, and I feel like that's just like a classic, like, you know, like, F you to, like, to just in general, like, college life, and thank God, like, most of the professors, a lot of the professors that I have had, I enjoyed, and I have really good relationships with a lot of my professors, but that's because I'm pretty weird. A lot of people find that kind of, like, crazy about me, and I think that's kind of funny. But I like to remind everybody that professors are just people. Like, they're literally just people. They're just a person that decided to go into academia and, like, teach. And one of, like, my most, like, silliest but kind of cool professors, when I first had his class, he basically told people, like, don't call me professor. That means nothing. That just means I went to school. I just chose to go to school longer. Don't call me that. Just call me by my last name, without the title. And then at some point you'll just call me by my first name. Like, don't, and that's, like, so pointless. And I think I really appreciate that outlook, because I, like, that's just how I look at professors in general. Like, I don't know. I think that titles are good for, like, distinguishing the fact that you did so much work to get your position and, like, get, like, the name that you have. But at the end of the day, I think the, like, act of, I don't know, like, treating differently, like, treating others just because of a title, I think is a bit ridiculous in my, like... like, opinion. I'm not going to treat a professor like they're God, or like they are better than me. I'm sure that they have more knowledge than me about whatever they've researched and studied, as they should. They are teaching me. However, that has nothing to do, I feel like, with their personage, like, who they are, you know, what their opinions are on flowers, or food, or how they spend their evenings, because at the end of the day, they still have to go home and eat food and, like, you know, live outside of teaching. And I like to acknowledge that all the time. And, like, I feel like regardless of if Campus really, like, you know, provides the same sentiment as I do, which is just, like, I'm gonna just talk to my teachers like they're, like they're just people. I just like the way that Ezra Koenig kind of sings in that song, where he's just, like, where he just talks about his like professor as just like a normal like dude that like, or like, I don't know if it was a dude, but either way, that like he'd never like want to see again. Like, yeah, like you're kind of lame. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. And like this like professor is like described as like a normal, like normal run of the mill person. You know what I'm saying? So I really enjoy that. And then we heard, Hunger by Florence and the Machine. And I particularly like that song because of just like the message, you know, like we all have a hunger, you know, like to feel and to love and to have purpose and, all that jazz. And I just really love that because that's also something that I feel is like a huge like theme right now in my life, which is just like I have a hunger to like understand and like to love and to like feel like this all makes sense. And I feel like that's what that song is talking about. Specifically, it's talking about like love, but you know, it's a universal sentiment. But we have more songs to listen to, several, and we're gonna get started again with this little rotation. Madison Cunningham, saw her open for Hozier one time. Lovely singer, really cool. I think she's cool, and I think that you're gonna enjoy this song. And it really like speaks to this idea of just like what I used to know is really nothing now. So yeah, This Is All I've Ever Known by Madison Cunningham.
Sometimes I swear I'll just never return, but it place in the city, a chair and a bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me. Oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Friends, I stare at their painted faces, they talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening, you weren't feeling my heat. When in the light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go. MDMA in the back garden, blow pupils up. We kiss for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
Took the pleasure back into being alive, reminiscing about the apricots and blunts on Peckham Rye. Won't call her friends, 'cause she's ashamed of being locked into bed. Feeling like
wants to scream.
Arlo Parks. And before that, you heard What Was That by Lorde, and then we started off with All I've Ever Known by Madison Cunningham. Thanks for tuning in to Super Vibe on WMC 90.5 FM College Park. I'm going to talk about these songs before I, you know, play our last song. And, man, I just, like, I just love all of these songs, like, so deeply, and, like, I don't know, I just love All I've Ever Known so much. Because it's just talking about, like, everything that I was talking about. But I thought What Was That would be, like, kind of, like, perfect, for, like, would be perfect for, this show, because it just feels like, just, like, what a, what the heck, like, what going on, you feel me? And that's how it feels like right now, and like the music of that is just so awesome. It feels like one of those songs where, like, once, like, the beat drops, you would, like, run, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd run as fast as possible to wherever. I don't know where you're running, but you're just running. And, like, that's just kind of how it feels right now, like, you know what I'm saying, where it just, like, feels like I'm just, like, running somewhere, I don't know. Where I want to, you know, and just, like, kind of just questioning it all, like, what's happening, what's going on, I don't know anything, you know, and, I guess, like, I wanted to do, I mean, I feel like Arlo Parks' Hope, like, explains itself, because like the whole entire chorus is that, you know, we all have scars and that you're not alone. And I really love that sentiment. Because I mean, well, yeah, like I feel like there's nothing truer. And I think that's why, honestly, I think that's really why I'm like a writer, and I like search for those stories in others, because like, I think that, like, you know, scars are unique, you know, like, I don't think anyone should be able to take, like, your personal experience away from you, like, you know, and I think that, like, everyone has every right to, like, feel unique in their scars, but it's also good to remember that, like, you know, they are multiple. They are of a multiplicity on everyone, with everyone. It is such a universal feeling to feel scarred, which is beautifully painful, or painfully beautiful. I think that it's both at this point in time. And I guess, like, that's kind of nice to think about. And it's kind of nice to remind ourselves about before, you know, we think that we're all, like, doing this by ourselves and no one's going through it and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I think that's, like, super awesome. And I love, you know, I love artists that talk about it, but more specifically, I do like artists that talk about it in a very real and honest way. And I'm not, like, was Arlo like Parks talking about it in a real and honest way? Like, yes or no. But like, the song is called Hope. It's not called like Detriment or like Pain, which is honestly probably like a good thing. Anyways, I don't know if this is my last show. I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on when it comes to like the schedules, but I just want you to know that I love you guys. And I hope that if this is my last show, or if this is the last show, is like, I just hope that you know that, like, I really did this so that people can be seen. Everybody can be seen and heard and loved and appreciated. Yeah. Everything hurts, but I think that's kind of beautiful. And it probably hurts, but I want you to know that you're beautiful. And it's Friday. So Shabbat Shalom. Take care of yourself. I think it's not the end. That's what everybody keeps telling me. I'm sending everybody so much love. We're going to play Goodbye Yellow Brick Road for the end. Take care of yourself. Eat. Drink water. Be safe. And good morning, Iman. I love you.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. You should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up. Too young to be back.
Mongrels who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tips.